السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Righteous Deeds in the Blessed 10 Days. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has blessed us with the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and who has encouraged us to do good deeds therein. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat ligad, wattaqullah, inna Allah khabirun bima ta'manun. O you who have believed, fear Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do, ayyuhal mu'minun, O you who believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the blessed 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah when he says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, by the dawn and by the 10 nights and by the even number and the odd. Most of the scholars agree that the 10 nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by in these verses is a reference to the first 10 nights in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. About them, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحْ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَامِ. There are no days in which a good deed is more pleasing to Allah than in these 10 days or these days. So these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are blessed times, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a time for devotion, in which good deeds are multiplied in reward and in which spiritual ranks are apportioned and raised. And it is about someone who takes advantage of such time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses such a person who's seeking to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with performing good deeds and purifying themselves by saying, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, and mention the name of Allah on the known days. These 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are from such known days, أَيَّام مَعْلُومَاتٍ. And it is about such days and times that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنْ تَحْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ, that so make much remembrance of Allah therein by saying or by doing tahleel, which is saying La ilaha illallah, and takbir by saying Allahu Akbar, and tahmeed by glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Alhamdulillah. So in these words of dhikr, the doors of heavens are opened, by which we attain unto a special closeness unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once heard a man saying something, saying Allahu Akbar, takbir, saying praise be to Allah in abundance. And he said, glory be to Allah in the morning and the evening. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard him say this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عَجِبْتُ لَهَا فُتِحَتْ لَهَا أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. He said, I was amazed by the utterance of these words, for the doors of the heavens were opened up for them. So brothers and sisters, let us also be of those who make much dhikr in these blessed days and increase our own sayings of these blessed words in these blessed days. Some of the wives of the Prophet alayhi salat wa salam narrated that he alayhi salat wa salam used to fast the first 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And he himself narrates and encourages us to fast the day of Arafah for those who are not going for Hajj. So he alayhi salat wa salam said, Siyamu yawma arafata ahtasibu ala Allahi an yukaffir as-sanata allati qablah wa sanata allati ba'dah. He said, fasting on the day of Arafah, I hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it expiates the sins of the year before and the sins of the year after. So brothers and sisters, the believer is the one who is avid of taking advantage of blessed times and blessed opportunities, and is avid not just for himself, but for those around him. So we should inculcate this attitude in our family members, especially our children, encouraging them to the way of ihsan and goodness. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-khayru 'ada." He said, goodness is habitual. This means we need to encourage our children with the habits and to habituate them upon the way of that which brings about uprightness, that which allows them to hold firm to good habits and to noble virtues and traits. We should warn them of wrong and destructive traits and ideas and ways of thinking and behaving which conflict with the nature of pure religion and sound fitrah, and which go against nobility of behavior and conduct. We should be conscious of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our own responsibilities with regards to society. For our children are the hope of our society and the future of our nations. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi." Every one of you is a shepherd and every one of you is responsible for his or her flock. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he make us of those who take advantage of these blessed 10 days, and he increase for us the reward therein. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran Abu Dhabi.